Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I'm going to tell you a little bit of a travel story, two stories in fact, because they go in very different directions with the same initial goal in mind. I have effectively just renewed my stay in Brazil so I can stay 3 months more, and I was successful this time. But I was not successful the first time I ever tried this in 2006 on my first visit to Brazil. So I'm going to tell you how the two different things panned out and how it was entirely my own fault for not succeeding the first time and what I did different this time. And it's actually a funny story as well, so I think it's worth sharing regardless. So in 2006, it was my first time ever in Brazil. I had 3 wonderful months in what turned out to be my favorite country, and I wanted to stay longer. This was a year of the World Cup. It wasn't taking place in Brazil yet, but I was going to enjoy just participating in all of the fun and the build-up of the World Cup in the country probably most passionate about it. And so I heard that for Brazil, it's a unique situation compared to a lot of countries that you visit as a tourist. If you're in the likes of Thailand, for instance, you might do a visa run where you'll fly to another country and fly right back, and you'll get a renewed 3 months or whatever it may be stamp on your passport. Brazil, you can do that if you want, but there's another option where you very simply walk in to a federal police station, because it's the federal police that's going to process you anyway, so there's no advantage of leaving the country and coming back because you're going through them regardless. So you just walk into their office and request an extension to your visa. And I had been told by many people that it is relatively simple. It was something that I considered just effectively guaranteed. So I didn't do much research and I made a lot of mistakes. Basically, I did it in Rio, which is one of the most touristed places in the entire country. And because of that, the federal police there are quite overworked and probably a little sick of dealing with arrogant tourists coming in. And I was definitely among those arrogant tourists, because in 2006, I wasn't really that experienced in travel. I'd only been doing it for 3 years compared to right now, 21 years into it. And I had way too many expectations. And it was also my first time ever outside of Europe or North America, because it was my first time in South America and I hadn't even been to Asia yet at that stage. So I had certain expectations about how bureaucracy should work. Because of that, I was in a situation that I was going to end up frustrating myself. So basically, I arrived at the federal police station and I said, I got in the queue to join for the applicants who were requesting a visa extension. And that took quite a long time, actually. It took a good 3 or 4 hours before I was finally seen to. And because I wasn't planning this day very well, I went straight there as soon as I woke up and I didn't even have breakfast. And at the time, I wasn't managing my ADHD very well and my impatience at being hungry really was getting to me. And so I was really frustrated and eventually angry the whole day. Over the years, I've learned to manage this much better, but that was contributing to what was going to go wrong. And after finally I was seen to and was my turn, they gave me the form to fill out and they said I have to pay this fee. And it wasn't a very big fee. It was only something along the lines of $15 or $20. But unfortunately, you can't just hand them cash or pay by credit card. You had to leave, go to a bank, pay in the bank, and then come back with your receipt. Oddly enough, 16 years later, when I've done it again, actually 18 years later, they have the exact same process. So you still can't pay by credit card. But anyway, at the time, I thought that was ridiculous. Why can't you just accept my cash? But I was thinking a bit too much of a mindset of, in my country, things work this way. It should work this way in your country. And I've definitely shed that arrogance in these years of travels. I definitely try to adapt to the country that I'm currently living in. But initially, I still had to make that adjustment. So I was really annoyed about this. And I did what they told me to do. I went to a bank and I paid it. I was in such a rush to get this over with that even though I was hungry, I skipped having a bite to eat before going back. And I got right back in the queue for several more hours. And it was finally my turn. And I was really, really frustrated. I was hungry. I was angry. I was annoyed. And I just did not have the patience to be respectful with the person who I was talking to, because this is a very simple process, but at the end of the day, it is down to what that one person will decide. So effectively, I was rude. I was impatient with the federal police officer talking to me. She could sense this and she was feeling like this guy really does not deserve 3 more months to stay in Brazil. And so she looked for any excuse. And because I was speaking Portuguese at the time, she was like, I think you're planning to work here illegally. And I said, no, look. And I showed her printouts of a bank statement showing I had enough cash to do me for several months. I still wasn't working online at the time, but I had taken a really good English teaching job in France just before Brazil. And I had genuinely saved up a lot of money. So I showed her this and she's like, I don't believe you. I think you're going to work here illegally. Whether she actually thought that or not is unimportant. I was being rude to her, so she could have made up any reason to decide to turn me down. But effectively, she extended my visa by, I think, a day. It's not really a visa. It's more of a tourist stay, but I'll call it a visa for simplicity. And by doing that, it meant I couldn't go to another police station, a federal police office, and request it, that she had already processed me. And I was furious because I had grand plans for the next several months and this had completely extinguished all of them. I effectively had to leave the country in a week and I stormed out of her office and I went to the people who I had spent effectively the day queuing with, and I got to know a few other foreigners there, and I started complaining about how ridiculous this situation is and how unfairly I was treated. And I said a lot of mean things, including cursing about that federal police officer and calling her names. Obviously, I really should not have done that. But like I said, I was really angry and I was having a bad day. And I didn't realize this, but there was a little window to her office right at the waiting area where I was saying all these curse words about her. And she heard everything. She came straight out. And she said, you come here right now. And that's when I suddenly decided I don't understand Portuguese anymore. And I don't know what she just said. So I'm just going to walk towards the exit and try to get out of here. And she saw this happen and she was not going to have any of it. So she called her buddies and they actually chased me down. It's not like I ran out of the building, but they chased me across the entrance hall and pinned me on the ground. And they actually literally handcuffed me and threw me in a cell. I kid you not. So it's not like I was arrested by the federal police, but I was detained by the federal police. And this is something I can add to my resume of experiences. But I deserved it. I was mean to that lady and she was just doing her job. I was impatient. I was arrogant. I had my excuses that I was having a bad day. I was hungry and all that. But ultimately, I should not have treated her that way. So I deserved to not get an extension to my visa. I went in with too many expectations of how things should have worked compared to how it might work in my country. And I was mean. And I think this is just something to keep in mind, that you should try to adjust to the local country. I also didn't do a lot of research, so I didn't realize how this bank thing would work. Although, having said that, it was quite difficult in 2006. It's not like you could Google things to get a lot of answers, because there wouldn't have been many websites giving you that kind of information. Regardless, I spent several hours in the cell. Not a cell, it was maybe overblowing the arrested by federal police theme of the story. It was just a little room, but I was kept away in that room for several hours. Until finally it was close to closing time and a different guy came in and he kind of looked like he was her brother. So definitely not impressed with me. And I decided I do not want to get formally arrested by the federal police. I need to do whatever it takes to get out of this situation. So I thought long and hard about my pet turtle Torlinus, who died when I was 6 years old. I thought of all the saddest things I could, and I managed to bring up some tears, and I started crying, and I was like, I'm so sorry I said what I said. And he found it so pathetic that he threw my passport at me and he said, get the hell out of here. You're really pathetic. And I laughed as soon as I was around the corner and he couldn't see me anymore. So I managed to worm my way out of the worst of the situation. But ultimately, I didn't have a true extension and I had to leave Brazil. And I was really disappointed about that. So fast forward to today, good 18 years later, this week, and I went in with a very different perspective. I did research again just to see what had changed. And to be honest, no matter what research I did, I still had some surprises. And I went to the federal police station, but this time in Maranhão, which is a state in the northeast of Brazil, where there was actually there's very few tourists who pass through here from other countries, definitely compared to Rio. And so the place wasn't busy at all, and people definitely didn't feel like they were stressed out like they would have been in the Rio station. And I went expecting to not solve things. Obviously, I had a good breakfast before I went as well, so I wasn't leading to my own frustration. I had nothing planned for the rest of the day. And it turned out there was a bit of an extra complication this time. I had to WhatsApp somebody for the forms instead of them just handing them to me, which was frustrating, but I was very polite and understanding. And I said, that's fine. And thank you for your help. Very respectful. And so I went away. I filled out the forms. I contacted them on WhatsApp. They had more logistical problems because they wouldn't just give me an appointment. They had to wait to make an appointment. But I just took it in my stride. I had planned for this. I had the whole week in São Luís, the city where this was happening. And I finally got that appointment. Fortunately, the timing worked that it was before I was planning to leave. I went back in with every form you could think of. I had printed out my bank statements, my plans for the next few months, all that kind of stuff. And then I didn't even have to talk to anybody. The first time I was given a mini interview by this lady who, for good reason, wanted to grill me a little bit. But this time I didn't even talk to anybody. I handed the forms in and then 10 minutes later, they came out and my passport was stamped and I could stay for 3 extra months. So obviously, when you compare these two stories, you have two different kinds of travelers. One is impatient, comes with way too many expectations, doesn't do enough research, expects everything to go smoothly, while the other goes in with a bit more of a pessimistic attitude. And I was fine with things not working out the first time I went. I thought maybe I could solve this that day, but I didn't. I also went in well-dressed. I didn't go in shorts and a t-shirt, just to show that extra level of respect. I filled out the forms they did. They gave me a problem and I just said, that's totally fine. I'll talk to somebody on WhatsApp, rather than, I think, 2006 Benny would have been like, are you kidding me? Why can't you just give me the forms right now? So after all these years of travels, I've definitely matured and evolved as a traveler. And that was the only negative experience I had in Brazil, that run-in with the federal police. But it was entirely my own fault. I think if I'd gone in there patiently and been respectful and planned a little bit better, that this is probably going to be something that might take me the whole day to figure out, then I would have been given the extension and I would have had 3 more months in Brazil that very first time. But you live and you learn. So this time I have an extension. I get to hang out in Brazil for 3 more months. I've just seen the Lençóis Maranhenses, which are these spectacular lagoon lakes huddled between sand dunes, so iconic that they've used it in movies. It's like the scene in Avengers where Thanos gets the Soul Stone on planet Vormir. I went to planet Vormir, as it was, and I'm going to get to see so many other places and complete my project of visiting every single Brazilian state. And it's because I've been given that extra time to appreciate Brazil. So I love Brazil. And the worst thing that ever happened to me was my entirely my own fault. So keep that in mind whenever you're traveling. Sometimes these bad things that happen are because of our own attitudes and our own lack of patience and our own perspective, because it was still frustrating to do it this time, but I took it in my stride and I was totally okay with that. So if you're getting into these situations yourself, always try to have patience and understanding and to not expect everything to go well all the time. I think a little bit of pessimism has done me quite well over the years, that I don't expect everything to work out. And because of that, I'm a lot less stressed and things tend actually to work out with that attitude, ironically enough. So that's my travel story for you. And because of the positive end of it, of what happened this time, I get to hang out in my favorite country for the rest of the year, all the way till I fly back to Ireland for Christmas. So you'll be hearing a few more Brazil stories, I think. But hopefully you enjoyed this one. Thanks so much for listening. Until the next time, happy language learning and happy travels.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.